hands.
Okay, Miss America.
What do you think? What was that noise? Was it that cord?
Probably, yeah. Oopsie. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
I hate that they heard listeners.
Do you guys need to do any vocals before you start? Why does that sound French? All right.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
So, is this talkable? Student loans?
Mm. Oh, yeah, we can talk. That's fun.
Wow, her last movie that we tweeted was Machete.
We'll talk about it later.
Talk about pop culture.
Are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, she actually did an ABC original family movie in 2000.
You could be your new tech guy.
Let's do sexy voices real quick.
Okay. Kevin? Wow.
That's loud. Do your sexy voice. Do it loud. Do a better one. I don't like that one.
What do you want me to say?
Is,
oh, yeah.
That is not how I sound.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever, make out with someone and then you, make noises, but you don't know that you're making noises, when you're making out?
How would you know?
Like when you're making out with a super fat person and they're breathing heavy because they can't breathe.
Not like that.
No, not that. No.
I know what you mean.
I've been recording the whole time.
Are you serious?
I knew he was. That's why he wanted to.
Great.
He is black man.
Should we hold him?
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. Today is Wednesday, October 26th. I am Ricky. You are listening to episode 393. We are 7 away from 400. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Or as Ruby would say, I'm so excited. I am joined here again by Josh, Kevin, and Mark. Hello, boys.
And Siri.
And Siri.
And Siri's a special guest.
Oh, we should ask Siri a question about Foul Monkeys and see what happens. Can I ask her, or are you going to ask her?
We'll ask her. Let's finish our intro.
Okay. So I have the three boys here again, and from the beginning of the show, you probably heard them talking a little bit. They didn't know I was recording. So you hear Josh's... questions that he asks every day. You know, when you make out and your tongue accidentally goes up that person's nose, do you say anything about it when it tastes like blood?
That happened one time.
It only counts if they're alive.
Or have you ever been with a guy and you're making out with him and he wants you to lick his ear and when you taste it, it's kind of like ice cream?
What flavor?
So yeah, that's the kind of questions Josh asks all the time.
I do. It just random shit pops in my head.
Right. It's crazy.
It is.
But it's funny. You make us laugh a lot.
Thanks.
So we're gonna ask Siri about Foul Monkeys.
Okay, what?
So
we
say
have to ask, something direct.
You should say, "Do you like the Foul Monkeys podcast?"
Okay, let's.
But you got to hold it up so everybody can hear it.
Okay, I don't know how to do this on a microphone.
Just hold it up this way.
Does she talk or?
Well, ask her.
What? Which? She don't. She. What?
What?
Say, do you like the Foul Monkeys podcast?
Yeah. I think it's calling Wendell.
Well,
oh, no.
Stop.
Stop it.
Here, let me see.
Hi, Wendell,
I'll do
you're
it.
Now on the Foul Monkeys podcast.
You just got to hold up the microphone. There you go. Now ask her.
What? Say what?
I've said it four times.
I know, but
yeah.
Stop it, Siri.
Do you like the Foul Monkeys podcast?
Do you like the Foul Monkeys podcast?
Kevin, you don't
file
listen.
Monkeys.
The file monkeys.
The file monkeys.
Obviously, someone doesn't listen at this table.
Oh, Siri. Oh,
Siri busted you.
Foul monkeys.
know what you mean by I'll follow monkey.
A follow monkey.
Ask if Jesus likes the Foul Monkeys podcast.
Aww, yeah, I bet he does.
Does Jesus like the Foul Monkeys?
I don't know what you mean by Jesus like it. Does Jesus like the Foul Monkeys?
Oh my God.
Someone's a Jesus freak.
Siri. Right.
Jesus
Siri
like
is
it
not
does
smart.
Jesus like the Foul The Follow Monkeys.
The Follow Monkeys.
Apparently, I have a Detroit accent.
Apparently.
Do you like the Follow Monkeys?
Let me ask her a question.
Okay, you press it and then. Yeah.
Do you like gay people?
Good question.
I'd rather not say.
Bitch.
Siri, you are rude.
She's a Wait. Bitch.
Do you prefer gay people or straight people? Yes, everyone has thought about it.
Yeah. What a politician answer.
What else can we ask
no,
her?
No, ask her. I was watching a show last night and she asked
gay?
It. No. It said, as it's
Siri,
really
are
inappropriate.
You a lesbian?
I bet she is.
Do you like to scissor? Do you like to scissor, build shelves, and lick carpet?
Siri.
What did you want me to ask her?
Which religion is the right one?
Which race is the perfect race?
Oh my God.
Let's ask.
Okay.
Which race is the perfect race?
Kevin, I don't understand. Which race is the perfect race?
I guess that's an open-ended question because it could be different kinds of races.
Yeah.
Are white people better than...
Give me that.
And we could do like a what is like the charts where they do like the basketball games or whatever. What are those charts called?
Oh,
so
the brackets.
Brackets. We could do brackets with religions or brackets with races.
Yeah, and we'll
or,
just score them.
Oh God!
In the end, we'll find out which one's the perfect one.
Oh, let's ask her like a geography question.
Okay,
like what?
What is the biggest country in the world?
Wow, what an exciting question.
Checking on that for you. Lazy.
Russia.
Oh.
She is so smart.
Smarts.
All right, let's ask her one more question.
Okay.
Is Michelle Bachmann's husband gay?
Oh.
Most definitely.
Blind people know
the answer
to that.
Bachmann.
Will Obama win 2012?
Oh.
Will Obama win the presidential 2012?
Oh, fail.
Womp, womp, womp. I don't know what you said, blah, blah, blah.
Hold on. She's still thinking. Oh, she's confused.
Sorry, I don't understand. Will Obama win the presidential 20 till 1,000?
She got you right on.
You sound Southern.
I don't speak Southern.
Will President Obama win the 2012 election?
Obama. She said R.
Alright.
That was fun.
So that was Siri. That was our segment called Siri.
Siri.
Ask Siri.
Siri.
Seriously. Are you serious?
That's a good Somebody's Siri. Thing is, I don't know what's going on here. Something's hanging and it's not.
Is it Beth? Well, that's my headphone. Ricky, I think it's just your headphone jack.
I think it's just I have fucked up shit and I need new shit.
Oh, here comes the begging of the week.
Well, you had one.
This
earlier.
Is where we start begging for money and losing. We start talking about begging for money and losing weight.
It sounds like your weekend.
That's what a listener
weekend.
Left a review We're saying not, that all the show was about was losing weight and begging for money.
You're now entering the PBS membership drive portion of the show.
I don't know what you mean.
I don't know what you mean. Gifts? What? I do have to be thankful for all the stuff that I have gotten. Though.
You have gotten amazing.
Complain.
And like the thing is you don't have sex for it. Like I don't
that's
know
what
how...
you think.
Oh.
You know when
because
he's going
Josh...
to visit a listener.
Would that scare
you?
You
scared the shit out of me just now. You all don't know. He beats me when y'all aren't around.
He's got the Michael J. Fox disease.
I say I do. I have that. I do.
I have a listener that has that.
Ritalin?
No.
Does he have Parkinson's?
Oh, that's what it's called.
No, I think I do. I think I have that. Ritalin? I think I, seriously, no, I think
not
I have
funny.
It.
You
no.
probably just made them sad.
No, I
can you
I went to my,
will you apologize to them?
Well, I went to my doctor to ask
can
him.
Can you apologize
well,
to
I apologize, person? But let me finish my story.
Because I lied. I don't know if they have Parkinson's.
Oh. Listen, I even went to the doctor. Okay. Listen, it's about to get personal. I went to the doctor because I was shaking like crazy.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah.
And he told you to stop drinking coffee.
He said, stop drinking caffeine. He did. I was like nervous. I was like, he's going to diagnose me with this. I'm going to have medicine forever.
What do you mean, doctor?
And he said,
as he's holding a Starbucks and a Mountain Dew.
You don't understand. Yeah. I thought I was going to be in a wheelchair. And he was like, quit drinking caffeine. And I was like, oh. Okay, I guess I could do that. So I cut it down, and well, I haven't really shaken since.
Now he's kind of slow.
I know.
He is so slow.
He has one speed.
He's our special friend. We dropped a special friend and got a new friend, but we still got a new special friend, too.
I am fantastic.
He has
well,
one
you
speed.
One, you
are
one step
mosey.
Up above the last special friend.
Yeah, I would hope so.
That's not hard, is it?
Well,
it is now.
We'll try to be nice.
So we need to tell your audience about us going to archery class.
I forgot about
yes.
that.
Yes.
And all the hotties that were there.
All the, oh yeah, right.
Foreign hotties. Mm. I never knew foreign people liked bows and arrows.
Mm-mm.
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 Mm-mm. It was hot. Mm. One of the coaches had a big old butt.
Mm-hmm.
Like
you cannot lie.
We had exactly that. We started out as baby got back.
Oh yeah, she did.
You could have stuck like 10 arrows in the crack of his butt and you still wouldn't have seen him.
You know what? But it was nice. What? He was oh. cute.
His
he
butt was thick. He was cute.
Yeah.
He was a little bit chunkier than I would go for.
Yeah, but his face.
He was cute.
You could
give
slap
you five
it.
Beers and you'll be fine.
Wow. So, listeners, your leader here won a prize.
Oh, the leader.
He
I
won
love that. I love how that
oh,
sounds.
I shouldn't
Can
have
you
said
say
that.
It again?
I shouldn't have said that.
Can you say it again?
The homeless guy you listen to won a prize.
We're podcasting right out of a box, right up under 94 or 91 or 92, whatever that
roomy
highway's called.
Plenty of space.
I-90?
I-90.
Eisenhower
90,
or something? I don't
oh,
know.
The Kennedy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's a president, right?
I think it's Lincoln.
So we went to archery class.
Yeah.
And we did pretty good.
Yeah.
I was surprised. Josh here needs to work on his upper body strength a little bit because he was shaking as he was pulling back.
No,
because
all I had was coffee that morning.
See?
Oh, proof. That is true.
That's all I had was coffee.
You should have been stronger.
Microphone.
Well,
microphone.
I should have been a lot of things.
You should have been stronger.
I will be strong for you.
Are you strong enough to be my man? Are you strong enough to be my man?
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
We're like the Beach Boys.
Ba, but ba, less ba. Rich. Oh.
Yeah.
Ba 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 ba.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Let's say row, row, row your boat in a round. You ready?
Seriously?
No, no,
let's
do
this.
Let's do it. You ready?
No.
Let's just do like 1 minute. You ready?
How about you two?
I'll start
it.
First, and then Josh will
okay.
go around.
Tell me when to come in.
You should know. When I get to oh boat.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Row, row, row your boat.
Row, row, row your
wait,
boat.
Let's start over. Let's okay. start over.
Tell me when to
so,
come.
Wait.
See, I say stuff all the time and I don't know it. I don't realize that I'm so inappropriate. All right.
He likes to be told that on command.
All right, hold on. I got to check it.
Grinder.
Yeah, apparently he's got a. His 50-year-old is calling.
He did text
wait,
message.
Wait, wait,
me.
Wait. Isn't it past his bedtime?
He actually just text messaged me and said goodnight.
Oh.
Wow.
But he has to get 9:30. Up early in the morning like me.
Yeah.
Mm. So you ready?
Okay.
So every time someone gets to boat, you start the song,
okay.
right?
Okay.
Row, row, row your boat.
Row, row,
down the
row
stream.
Your boat.
Merrily,
gently
merrily,
down the stream.
Merrily,
merrily, merrily, merrily, merrily, merrily, merrily, merrily, merrily, life is but a dream. And we just went back to preschool,
y'all.
Oh my god,
y'all. This is like the loser cast. We just swear to God. Is...
Oh.
So we were talking about the arrows and the big butt Latino.
Right. So I won a prize because...
This is not interesting to me.
Your face isn't interesting, but we put up with it.
You didn't... But did you hear he won a prize?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. You're talking about some Latino or something?
No. That was just part of it. That was his prize.
Kevin doesn't do the Latinos because he's Latino himself.
Yeah. What?
Anytime he hears the word Latino, he just turns
it
the hearing off.
It turns him off.
It just...
I don't even know what you just said.
Words.
So the contest was, well, first of all, we got to pop balloons.
That was fun.
Which it took me four arrows to pop my balloon.
That was actually
And it took him one.
It took me.
Is
I got
that a
like,
metaphor
right
for
then.
A cherry?
Yes. And when I say cherry, I mean butthole.
And balloon.
And by butthole, I mean Latino butthole.
And by arrow, he means...
Dick.
He could only take one, but Ricky could take four.
That is so true in real life.
That is Josh, true. Remember when we watched Poltergeist and the big thing opens up at the end and Waylon goes, "Look, it's Ricky's asshole."
And like things started flying in it, like getting sucked into it. The little girl gravity. Like was flying around. Yeah, that was Ricky.
Oh, yeah. You know you like it.
So the contest was you take three arrows and you shoot them as close as possible to one another on the
target.
On the target, which it didn't have to be in the middle.
Right.
So mine were all the closest, so I won a prize.
Yeah.
I won a bow and arrow set.
Really?
He did.
The kid's version.
Yeah.
With the suction cups.
The suction cups.
So I donated
should have kept it for his Cupid outfit.
I donated it back to them to give to a little kid or something.
Did you see
the
guy?
They were offended.
No, they weren't offended.
Mm-mm. It was Tiffany's bow and arrow set. It was from Tiffany's.
It was in a cardboard box.
It was Katniss's.
She looked at you like this.
It was Katniss. It was Katniss's.
The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Hashtag Hunger Games.
March 2012.
I like how Josh has never been on Twitter, but he speaks in hashtag.
Right.
Hey, I'm on it.
So we finally got Josh a Twitter account, and his Twitter name is... La bouche de dude.
De dude?
De sud.
The bush with a dude.
Bouche de sud.
The mouth of the dude.
Mouth of the south, as they call me. But in French.
But
so it's fancy.
But mouth of the south was already taken.
Yeah, okay.
So we try to make it a little fancy because, well, he needs that.
Bouche de sud.
I think it should have been douche de sud.
Ooh.
Burn.
Ouch.
Burn.
Oh, no. What happened? Okay,
we
never mind.
Lose podcast
that was mobile me. Mobile me stuff.
Rude.
So what else we got to talk about?
Student loans.
Student loans. Let's talk about student loans. I fucking hate student loans.
I still have some.
I have a lot. Well, I haven't, like, I had to go pay my student loan, but they had the websites changed. Did you know that?
The federal one?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
I couldn't find it.
Sign up.
Yeah. But at first I couldn't find it because when I put in the old one, it wasn't directing it to the new one.
Yeah.
Did you get any emails about it?
No.
Wait, you all pay your loans
online
to the government?
Yeah.
That's weird. I give my money to Joe on the corner and he pays it. He says he's from like the lending place. And I never see it.
Joe's lending.
Joe's lending.
You don't see your balance ever going down.
Joe's school lending.
I pay mine to Sally Mae. She lives right under the bridge. She even has a deposit box.
Oh, yeah, she does. A little coin slot.
Oh, yeah.
So, they're actually, Obama is thinking about not being able to help people with student loans because it's the second, out of households, it's the second debt that most people have under
everybody.
Well, that's why I brought it up because my mom just sent me an email and something's going to be active in
2012.
Yeah, in 2012.
In January.
But I don't know, it's for people that has already combined their loans or
it's
new
to
students.
Consolidate them.
What it says is effective this January, if you're someone who has. Different kinds of loans, guaranteed and direct, you'll be able to roll them both into one direct loan and bring down your interest rate.
I already have that.
I do too.
I do not have
hashtag that. Too late.
Do you have your loans through a private lending company, or did you get them through grant, like federal loans?
Yeah, it's privates.
You can't roll it over.
I got privates too. See, again, I really didn't mean that. I don't know what I'm doing until y'all laugh.
But you don't pay yours to the direct loan place, though.
No, I pay it to Joe. It's not Joe, but...
But, right.
To another
See,
company.
I took my loans to the federal government, so that's why I'm able to combine them into the direct loan.
How do you get loans from the government?
The Pell Grant?
Josh, you make too much money.
I guarantee you I do not.
Not to get the loan.
This was in school.
Your family probably made too much money at the time.
When did you go to what age did you go to school?
Well, normal.
18 to 22.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't start going back until I was 25, so I was on my own already. Yeah.
Now,
so.
Did you graduate college?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
USF. I told you that like 5 times.
Oh yeah, you did.
But you're like, that's not even a real school. I've never heard of
still
it.
Still don't think it's a real school. That's
Where did
like,
you go?
That's the University of Tennessee. Go Vols.
Boo. I've never even heard of that.
The University of Tennessee. You've not heard the University.
No. Really?
Have you heard of Tennessee?
Not really.
Florida.
I heard that song Tennessee. You remember that song Tennessee?
Oh,
from
I do
the 90s.
That, yeah.
Tennessee. I
don't think I know the song.
Oh,
it's old.
We'll bring it up on iTunes.
You got to be from Tennessee to know.
You have to be from earlier.
It's like Sweet Home Chicago.
Yeah, you have to be from.
Am I too young?
You're too young. Yeah. You're young too, aren't you, Mark?
27.
Oh,
I'm not the second youngest.
How old are you?
I'm going to be 29 next week.
Oh, that's right.
Do you remember who sang the song?
Outkast.
No, it was not Outkast.
Hey, yeah. Tennessee.
I don't remember who sang the song. It was like some rapper guy. Cool 90s. Arrested Development. Here
that's
it, was.
It, yeah.
The show? I'd rather watch the show.
That was one of the best shows ever.
Oh, I know this.
This is Tennessee.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hey.
I like how you guys are doing like a dance show that no one can see.
We dance all the time.
This is how I danced in the 90s.
I threw up a little.
I died a little.
I want to hear him say Tennessee. The Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Do they say it?
I would say so. There it comes. I think. Oh, I guess they don't. It's at the beginning.
Tennessee.
No, it's at the end of it.
When they go, Tennessee.
You're now feeling kind?
Yeah, right.
Oh, and then we have...
Hey, Josh, don't you have, like, that list of words that Jerome says?
Oh, yeah.
Billy Ray Cyrus, Tennessee.
What? That's your water. This is
my water. Oh.
Don't
I just touched all
so
over.
That was our 90s
I don't want to get gingivitis
because I'm a ginger y'all.
So we have 7 more minutes, y'all. We have to find something else to talk about.
Well,
did we talk about the student loans?
Yeah,
are we done with that?
Yeah, we're done.
Student loans are fun. I love paying my student loan every month. Love it.
I love how it just like reduces the money I can spend at Macy's.
I love how it reduces the amount that you can spend at Macy's, but it doesn't reduce the actual amount that you owe.
Right?
No, right?
That never seems to go down.
True rumor.
You're right. My balance has been the same, I swear.
It's really weird.
I think it's Joe. Do you give your money to Joe?
I do not give my money to Joe.
I don't know.
And you definitely don't want to give it to Joe in Dallas.
You gotta make a phone call.
Does Joe have a phone?
He doesn't have a phone. That's the problem. He said he has
you
an
You call
email.
Customer service and you're like, thank you for calling Joe's lending service. My name is Bob.
No. What is up with that? Like when you call customer service and you know they're foreign and she's like, hello, my name is Mary. And you're like, I know, honey. Your name is not Mary.
Your name is Mary.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, now you have offended someone.
Thank you. I'm not the only
man
one.
Man deep.
And you've offended someone.
Deep
and
throat.
You've offended someone.
I am man meat.
Man meat. Love it. Love that show.
You kind of look like man meat.
What's up with the bobblehead thing?
With the Indian
so,
people?
So.
It's like not yes, not no.
Maybe.
It's like maybe.
Or it's kind of like our shoulder shrug.
Shrug.
That's a disease that I have. It's called shoulder shrug.
Shoulder shrug. It attacks the liver.
Poor liver. It gets abused.
My liver's used up, I tell you.
So when we went out on Friday, we were drinking beer like a motherfucker.
Yeah, because one special.
$6 beers. It was awesome. We'll have to go there on Friday.
I'm a sucker.
I'm busy
for
Friday.
I'm doing laundry.
He's got a date.
Yeah, right.
No, a date with an iron.
Yeah. Oh. Is that his name? Because you're always dating somebody.
Josh thinks I have 6 dates. Oh, actually, he says 7. I correct him to 6. But he thinks I have 6 dates
you
every
are
day of the week.
Always on a date. Always.
I am not always on a date.
I can never make a plan with you because you're always like, I'm on a date. You can come and join us, but I'll be on a date.
I have never said that.
No, you're right. You're right. That would be weird. You just make me sit at the table across
right.
the restaurant.
This is my slave. By myself. This is my redheaded slave. This is my, what were they in the Hunger Games?
Avox?
Avox.
This is my Avox. Oh my God, could you imagine Josh with no tongue?
I don't.
That would be heaven.
Oh,
it would literally be heaven.
My.
I don't even know what you God. Just said.
It's from the Hunger Games.
Because he's not.
We told you you needed to read the book, but you're like,
you
I don't read.
You read.
I don't read.
You can read it on your iPad, your e-pad, or whatever it is.
E-pad.
E-pad.
Your MyPod.
Your MyPad. Read it on your MyPad.
All right, so I guess we're out of here. We have enough.
Wait, I want to talk about the foreign people and all their. Not like that.
Gotta go.
No.
Bye.
No.
What are you gonna say?
No, we were talking earlier about like crazy things that foreign people say, you know. And yeah. I said, oh, I keep a list, and you're like, oh, let's talk about it. Okay. So. Let's talk about
right, Jerome.
Yeah, Jerome specifically. Yeah,
is you want to tell him? Who
oh,
he
he's
is?
French.
And
so
who is he? Who is he to you?
He's someone very special.
Uh huh.
Very special.
Beyonce.
Oh well, yeah.
Doesn't everyone know that?
Yeah.
Is Beyonce French for very special person?
Very special.
I think Beyonce is French.
Very special it stranger. French.
It's like
that's what it turns.
Really?
No. You're so stupid. Very special stranger.
It's Beyonce's cousin.
Oh, it could be. What if her baby? What if they? Oh, they already named it.
What is it?
Oh,
she hadn't even had it yet. Okay.
No, but they. I think they already named it, didn't they?
I bet they named it Rich as Fuck.
Yeah, like I can buy you and sell you.
Right.
Knowles.
Maybe they'll take after what's her name? And
I can buy
like
you,
orange.
Use you,
orange
sell you,
apple.
And then return you.
Yeah. So there are a lot of things that come across, you know, when we're like talking. And one of the things, like, it's so funny. Okay, so
when they're quote unquote talking,
he doesn't know like a lot of words. So when he learns them, he like, it's really funny. So for example, I taught him hush puppies.
Uh huh.
He freaked out
hush
because
poopies.
No, he freaked out. He was like, "You eat puppies?" And I'm like, no,
no, it's really
actually,
quiet ones, really
Josh
quiet
did.
Puppies.
He's like Cruella de Vil over here.
I know, right?
What else have you said?
Well, you know, I was introducing him to the concept of a doggy bag.
Uh-huh.
And he was he's like, is there a caddy bag?
Isn't that Josh?
That is me.
Caddy bag.
And like when the phone hangs up, he's like, oh, sorry for hanging out on you or something like that. Oh, and then he didn't know scrapyard, and he called it a cemetery for cars.
A cemetery?
Yeah.
For cars.
I think that's a better name.
For automobiles.
And we were watching a scary movie, and he was like, what did he say? He said,
I love this. Did you like say it? And they're like, hold on.
I do, because I laugh about it. I LOL about it. So he says, oh, I have creeps just watching the trailer. Oh, and then I was telling you all about Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, tell him about that.
Okay, so I was introducing him to Cinco de Mayo because, you know, it's a big holiday here in America. And
he's coming to a new one, Halloween, this week.
Exactly.
He's never been to a Halloween, like, he doesn't know what it is, really, right?
Exactly, yeah. So
he will be afraid.
I was telling
him. They don't have anything like that?
I mean, they celebrate it, but not like here. Like, they do it commercially. You know, it's like to sell
so
our shit.
So do we.
Yeah, well. But kids go out and trick or treat and stuff. But anyway, so it's
celebrated. In France, they do?
No, in red light? America.
Oh. I was going to say, like, do they trick or
in
treat?
America.
In America. Moulin Rouge.
America. Yeah, at the Moulin Rouge. They get all sorts of treats.
Oh, they trick it. Yeah. They trick it all right.
They get some treats, okay. Mm-hmm.
And treats that don't go away. Holler away. I'm a 7-year-old girl and I have HPV.
Well, there goes your 7-year-old, you know, demographic.
Didn't you get your vaccine?
Oh, in the news, they're talking about giving that to 12-year-old boys, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do we feel about that?
I don't have HPV, so I don't care.
Like, how would you know if you have it? Like, does
is the doctor can test you for it?
Is that what was on Leroy's lip? HPV?
Leroy's
he lip. Never really said it.
Leroy's lip, it sounds like a bad, like a dive bar.
Right.
Let's go drink
no,
it.
That's Leroy's. My that's my band, Leroy's Lip.
Leroy's Lip?
Yeah, it's an awesome band.
It's like
so
flaming lips.
You were telling us about Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah. So I was, you know, I said, oh, you know, it's a big holiday. We're going to go drink. We're going to the bar. And the next day he calls me and we're talking. He's like, you know, I have been up all night Googling to find out what the date for Cinco de Mayo is.
Did he feel like a dumbass when you told him?
Well, I mean, he doesn't speak Spanish. So he was like, I said, well, Cinco is 5 and Mayo is 5th, you know, 5th of May. Uh-huh. And yeah, he did. He felt retarded. He did.
Well, how do you say May in
May.
German?
May. French. Yeah.
He's French.
Oh, Francois. Yeah.
May. M-A-I, remember?
M-A-I.
The gay way of spelling May.
So how do you say
G-A-I.
5?
Cinq.
So.
C-I-N-Q.
Right.
Cinq de
May.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinq de May?
Cinq de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
It's
different. Mm. It's different. He's not going to know.
You know what? I'm going to agree it's different.
It. He's not going to get it.
I don't really agree with that.
He doesn't speak Spanish either.
I'm really thinking we should agree to disagree.
I think you should agree to not agree.
I did.
Mark, stop them. Make them stop.
There's no stopping them.
I think...
I think they're just going to end each other.
One day, we're going to find them
no, they,
on
I
the
think
floor.
They think we're really fighting.
I think your listeners are scared. They're calling the police at the moment.
Do you want to tell them about the time I almost cut you with a dirty knife?
You mean,
I have not told them.
No, reason 622 why I'm in therapy.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell them the story. What happened?
We're walking down street.
I love my ginger brother.
We're clearly questionable. So we're walking down Clark.
And there's two girls,
Lincoln Park, which is a nice, really posh neighborhood.
And there's two girls behind us.
And there's two innocent bystanders. And they're behind us, and we're walking, and we pass this restaurant, which has been there forever. And you lean down, and I'm out of nowhere. Like, I just turn around, like, for a split second. Next thing I knew, I turn around, and this crazy motherfucker is, like, running at me with a rusty knife. And I'm like,
And I come up to a certain, I was like, I'll cut your fucking throat, you asshole.
And then, can you feel the love?
And then the girls behind us,
they were
freak
so
the fuck out. They freak out. Well, I did too. I mean, I thought you were my
friend.
Are
you like juxtaposing their freak out with really your freak
well,
out?
Well, I mean, it was different. We had different freak outs.
He was so scared he couldn't even scream.
No,
it was like Mariah Carey.
It was like... Like
he
10
had his
octaves
hand on his
up.
Ear and everything.
And you had a fan blowing on your hair.
Next thing I knew, there was a film crew. Like,
and Nick Cannon was inside.
Wait,
of
what'd you call it? What'd you call it?
A film crew?
No, you said something else. You said film.
Did I? That's what the Irish call films. Is films.
Film.
But
you mean films. The Southerns?
We're not in Ireland.
Oh.
Films.
Films.
So they call them podcastums.
Podcastums.
What are the other funny things you say? You always say, like, pillow. How do you say it?
Pillow?
Wait.
No, you say it's...
Not so much because they can hear that. Oh. So back away a little bit.
You need a pop filter.
Pillow? Pillow?
No, you say something.
I say milk, which I don't know why. Is that...
That is how I say milk.
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 What's the difference?
Milk.
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 No, not milk.
It's milk.
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 It's
milk. It sounds like you're saying milk.
It's milk.
Milk.
Milk. Milk.
Milk.
Are there any, like, speech
Well,
therapy?
One thing that Josh and I do agree on, because when I moved to Florida, I looked like a complete asshole. When I went into the store and I go, do you guys sell toboggans here?
Yes.
And the lady looked at me and she was like,
I don't know what this is.
Toboggans.
You don't
She's
know
like,
what a toboggan is?
She goes, this is Florida. We don't have snow. And I'm like, I know. It's for my.
It's for cold. Isn't
it's
it?
For my head. And
yeah.
She's like, oh, you mean a knit cap? Is
a
what
knit
they call it. Like
seriously?
And I was
no.
like,
no. No.
I guess.
I didn't realize that it was any different until I moved here. Uh-huh. And everyone's like, oh, they call them beanies or hats or something. I don't know. But hats. I will always call it a toboggan. Jeez.
Toboggan. High
toboggan.
Five right here.
Yes.
Oh. That was our dick slapping together.
They are massive. That's why we need the toboggans.
Right.
To keep them warm.
To keep our dicks cold. Yeah.
That's why you need the big microphone, too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Toboggan all the way.
And well, you say dollar weird.
Dollar.
This is Ricky. He's like, that costs $50.
That costs $50.
Dollars.
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 $50.
$50.
Wait, there was one other thing you say.
What?
Pontiac.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We need to talk about this. Okay.
Do we?
Okay. You know, Pontiac, this word has a T in it, right?
Yeah.
So,
T.
P-O-N-T-I-A-C.
Yeah, Pontiac.
How
is it?
Pontiac.
Yeah, it's Pontiac.
No, this is Chicago. You say Pontiac.
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 Pontiac. Pontiac.
Maybe the T is silent.
No, it's not.
It is.
There's a T in it. Pontiac. Pontiac.
Pontiac.
Let's make the dictionary say it.
Let's see what she says. Make Siri say. Ask Siri.
Siri, how do you say Pontiac?
We'll try both.
Ask her.
What is it? Webster's dictionary.
You should call her something else. Can you change it to like Sherry?
Share.
Share.
Ow!
I'm gonna change it to Shim.
Shim.
Aw.
Pontiac.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Pontiac.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wait, let's play it again.
What's her name?
Her name's Pontiac.
Her name's Lipitor.
Pontiac.
Lipitor knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, Pontiac.
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 Pontiac. Pontiac.
Pontiac.
Pontiac.
Pontiac. Pontiac. Pontiac.
Pontiac.
Pontiac. Hey, ADD. I think we got it. Ritalin.
Siri, how do you say Pontiac?
She's not going to know it. Thank you.
See what
Thank you.
See how she says
Thank
it back,
you.
Though. Did she spell it right?
It said, hey, hello, AD.
ADD. He was talking about you.
Pontiac.
It said, hello, AIDS, and it was talking about you.
Oh, that's inappropriate.
Harsh.
She said T also.
There was a T in that.
I didn't hear a T.
There was a T. You don't want to hear a T. That's why
you...
It's a Pontiac.
I'm thinking it's
Pontiac.
Right.
No, I think you're wrong.
I'm pretty sure
I drive
right.
a Pontiac.
All right, you guys. We're out of here. We're almost at 40 minutes of this awful show.
Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. This probably will not even air.
Waste our time, Ricky.
So give a short... how did you feel about the show?
Closing.
Like, did you feel good?
Yeah.
Are you excited as you thought you'd be?
Yeah, actually. I want to hear, like, what everyone has to say about it.
He wants to hear what his own voice sounds like.
You know I like to hear me talk.
He's going to listen to this before he goes to bed every night now.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm famous.
Only his parts.
I'm famous.
You know, I was like, when is the show's filming?
Tonight? Right.
Josh is going to make an edit. It's just him.
Right.
Take everyone else out.
Pontiac. Pontiac.
Welcome to the Pontiac show.
It's going
to
be like milk, Pontiac.
Milk,
Pontiac.
Milk, Pontiac.
Dollar.
Dollar.
That's ridiculous.
All right. Anybody else want to share how they feel about being on the show? No.
Aww.
It was fun.
Aww.
You're not even a talker.
Yeah.
You talked more than I thought you would.
Thank you.
He's more of a screamer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what
I heard. That's what I heard, yeah.
I heard it from all the way down here.
Ooh, yeah. Do you think Mark has a big penis?
I like how he's like,
I'm right here.
He's like, what do you think?
It's down my leg.
Is that what that was?
I'm actually missing a leg.
Wow.
Damn.
Okay. Well, can we see?
I don't have to have an artificial leg because my dick holds me up.
Yeah, right? I just put a shoe on it. Right. And a sock.
And a toboggan.
And a toboggan.
Keeps it warm.
Call back.
All right, we're out of here. I will talk to you next week. I'm sure these boys will be back at some point. We may have them on as a special guest individually or something.
Thanks for having us.
There's a lot of talent up in here that cannot be. It can never be put together.
Inner tubes for this.
It is not. So we will talk to you next week and have a great life. Until then,
bye.
Bye.
Yay! That's a wrap.
I love black people.
Sorry, that didn't get down on tape.
On tape?
Yes, tape.
Uh-oh. Oh my God. Thank you for listening to another episode of File Monkey.
Yeah, thank you, right?
Like, we totally love hearing from our fans. They're like, number you can, one. Like, give us a call at, like, 206-984-3685. Or text us at 863-SUCKSUCKSUCKS. I said sucks. 0377.
Good one. Good one, Mickey. You can follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys, Way Willie, or James LaRoy FM. Or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
Hurry this up. I got to call them.
Not really.
Go one way.
So you can also like find us like on our Facebook fan page like and us on our Tumblr like at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
What about MySpace?
No.
Oh my God. You know, some countries don't have the Tumblr. Or the Facebook.
Or the
maps.
But they do have iTunes. So head over to iTunes and subscribe and maybe even give us a review. Okay, bye.
Good one.